Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships, because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, add us to your playlist. Today, we're talking about the importance of reading to your children. That's right, I read to both of my daughters every night until they were old enough to read to themselves. And they are both avid readers to this day. We used to spend lots of times in the bookstores and libraries. On lazy days, we'd go to Barnes & Noble, and after we've picked up a gang of magazines, chapter books, and photography books, we'd go to the children's section, and we'd read through a couple of the new books and thumb through some of the pages of the magazines and picture books. We'd get in a circle on the floor and take turns reading. And if I was reading, I would make sure to use different voices for the characters, and I'd ask questions about the stories. And I'd encourage them to do the same, or to create an alternative ending. Having these types of encounters with books made reading more emotionally acceptable for them. I think sometimes at school and with classmates, they can feel a little anxious about reading, based on how fast they can read or how well they pronounce new words. As a parent, it's your job to eliminate any things that create anxiety in our children's learning. So you want to make sure that the trip to the bookstore is in fact an enjoyable experience. One thing you can do for this is choose a day when there truly is nothing else to do, so that you can be patient as your child wanders up and down the aisles, grabbing books that catches their attention. But you have to make sure that these books that they pick are age appropriate and on their reading level. Or, you know, just a little bit above their reading level for the challenge. But you don't want to create any insecurities in them and their ability to read and understand the books that they choose. But these weren't the only times that I read to my children. Like I said, I read to them before bedtime, after they've had dinner and a bath and they were in their PJs. I'd read them a book. Now, let me warn you, neighbor, the younger readers, oftentimes you'll read that same book over and over and over a million times. So get ready. Shout out to Green Eggs and Ham and The Flowers at Petal Place. My children love these two books, and I know that I could probably recite them by heart at this point. And I don't have to tell you that the more books they read, the larger their vocabulary becomes. And child, you know how we are in this neighborhood. We love us some words and some meanings. But having an extensive vocabulary is a benefit in many different areas of your life. It improves communication. It helps writing skills and reading comprehension. It gives you confidence. And when your children get to the age where they're wondering about careers and what they want to do with their life, you'll be surprised at how having an extensive vocabulary will lead them to choosing a field that's more compatible with what they want to do with their lives. You know, because they'll be able to articulate it. They'll have words to explain what it is that they want to do. But let me not get ahead of myself. We're talking about you as the parent reading to your child. Do you believe it's important to read to your children? I hope that you do, because reading to your child has countless benefits. It helps them with their language development. It, of course, like we said, improves their vocabulary. It also enhances their imagination and creativity. And these days, with them being able to plug in and log on to different fantasies that's right there in their face. A book requires you to take words and formulate these images in your head, which is very good for brain health. And like I said, it's good for stimulating creativity and imagination. The actual act of reading to your child can strengthen y'all's bond, because reading a book is like taking a vacation together. Y'all are learning about new things and places and meeting new people all through the pages of a book. So let me take this moment to emphasize the importance of making reading a habit. Read with your child at least a few minutes every day. And remember, neighbor, it is never too early to start reading to children. According to a study published by the Journal of Education and Practice, children who were read to at an early age scores higher on their SATs in reading, language, and math. And it's never too late for you to read to your children or to encourage your children to read, because a study done at the University of Illinois found that students who participated in summer reading programs increased their reading scores on the SAT by 1.2%. So that's a considerable difference just for reading over the summer. And a really good way to engage older readers and to make it fun for them is, I know my daughters and I would go to the museum and they'd have certain exhibits, especially the Museum of Natural Science and the History Museum. They have different exhibits where there's write-ups where you can find more information about what the exhibit is and the artist and things like that. And we would take the time to read about the exhibits. So that brought reading to everyday life, and just to show them that there's a benefit to reading. Being able to read can open up so many new doors, can take you so many different places just by being able to read. Literacy is super important. Well, that's all I got for you this time. Thank you for joining me this week. And join me next week when we talk about loyalty. You know the neighborhood is better when you're in it. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Facebook and IG. If you love the show, leave some comments so that I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.